It's Friday, the 5th of February 2010. So by now you would have heard that Oracle has completed the acquisition of Sun Microsystems. So in the last 10 days, we have heard lots of things. And one of the biggest fallouts is Project Kenai. It will no longer be supported. If you go to the Oracle website and have a look for frequently asked questions for the developer community, you'll find a text about what is about to happen to Java.NET and Project Kenai. Here's what they had to say. Java.NET is an important part of the community, and Oracle will continue to invest in it as well as look for new and better ways to support its membership. Project Kenai, however, will be discontinued for public use. Oracle will continue to use it internally and look for ways that our customers can take advantage of it. The timeline for users to migrate their data and projects off Kenai will be posted at kenai.com. And that date has been announced. It is the 2nd of April 2010. So we have about 60 days to get our projects off. Now, I have a project on Kenai, which is called, obviously, Nelson Effect, which is the JavaFX developer library. And so what do I think about this? Well, I believe this is really good business. This is an example of the new world. Oracle know how to make money from Java and actually have been doing so in the middleware for quite a long time. Now, there are technical issues with Kenai. Overall, it is integrated with NetBeans 6.8 and 6.7 before it. It wasn't the most perfect integration. And for example, the Jira support for it wasn't really that hot, even though Jira was supported in comparison with, say, the Eclipse plugin for Jira, which is obviously Mylin and a task-orientated user interface in that IDE. So I do think that Oracle will take Kenai behind the scenes, make it a little bit more enterprise-worthy, and even sell it back to big customers. What I also hope they will do is actually make it available again to small-scale developers and perhaps charge only, say, $50 or 100 quid per annum to host about 10 different projects that you want, or depending on the size of the open source project that you wanted to host up there. I think this is an example of the new world order of the freemium, where there is economies of scale on how we are actually pay for some of these resources. So no longer do I think that we will, as developers, be able to get freeware, even if it's open source, and there will be some charge, and this is the way software as a service and platform of the service in the cloud computing arena is going on. And so what else is there to say on Kenai? There are a few big name projects like JRuby. Charles Oliver Nutter's JRuby project has moved to GitHub and Git. And I'm deciding what to do with my own Nelson effects. And most likely I will follow Charles's project and go to GitHub, as a few other developers, notably Neil Bartlett of OSGI fame, has also recommended GitHub. And that is where Kenai stands. I do hope that Oracle get behind Kenai, manage to sell it to customers, make some money, and it comes back as Kenai.2. And that's all I have to say. My name is Peter Pilgrim. I have a blog at jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim. Stay tuned for more details.